Exercise 3. Exchange Programme Interviews.
Hello, I'm Joanne Riley, and welcome to this week's podcast here at Wide World Exchanges in London. Our country of the week this week is the United States. Adam Chandler of Chicago is my guest, and for the past 10 years, Adam has been interviewing potential exchange students all over Europe for Wide World Exchanges, so he's probably got lots of good tips for teenagers interested in preparing for a year abroad. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Joanne.
Now, Adam, you've interviewed teenagers in France, in Germany, in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any differences about how potential exchange students in the different European countries prepare for their high school year in America?
Well, not really. You just mentioned the word prepare, and my experience has been that there are students who do prepare and those who don't. Preparation is the key.
Could you explain what you mean exactly?
Well, it's important to remember that before you pack your bags and fly off to America, there's an application process and an interview to prepare for. And the interview is very important. If a student does badly, he or she might not get the chance to go to America at all.
And what is the difference between a good and a bad interview?
At a good interview, I'll ask the student why they want to go to America, and I'll hear about how the student wants to improve his or her English, if the student is interested in American culture, or how the student wants to make new international friends. I get good answers at about half of the interviews.
And the other half?
And half the time I hear things like, I want to get my American driver's license as soon as I get there. Or, I'd prefer Malibu or San Diego when you send me to California.
So, what's bad about those answers?
Well, if all you can think of is how you can get your driver's license a year or two before your friends back home in Europe, then maybe you should stay home and think about more important reasons for going to America. And the kids who can only think of fun in the sun in California have very false expectations.
Why false?
Well, I know that many American movies or TV series give the impression that most Americans live in sunny California in a beautiful neighborhood in a beautiful house. But the reality is that there are 49 other states in America, and many are not that sunny, and most Americans don't have a swimming pool. Most exchange students aren't sent to L.A. or San Diego. They're sent to smaller towns in states like Kansas or Idaho or Michigan. And instead of beach parties every day, exchange students find themselves in relatively conservative homes where it's normal to go to church every Sunday and where there are lots of rules. American families can be much stricter than the average European family. And American laws are different, too. Remember, you can't even drink alcohol in America until you're 21.
So students should realize before their interviews that they need to be open to American family situations, which could be very different from their expectations.
Exactly. But the feedback I get from most returning students is that their year in America was great, even if the family was much different from what they had originally expected or hoped for. They realize that you don't have to live like a TV character in a Malibu beach house to have a wonderful year in America.
Any other tips for the interview, Adam?
Well, it's important to know that most interviews at exchange organizations include a short written task, an essay about why you want to go to America, or maybe a letter to your future host family in which you introduce yourself. These are not tasks the student prepares at home and brings in. They're spontaneous, and the applicant has 10 or 15 minutes to write his essay or letter. Some students are shocked about having to write anything and totally black out. But my advice is that as long as you really have spent some time thinking about why you want to go to America and how an exchange program can teach you a lot about another country and about life, you'll always know what to write.
Adam, thanks for your time and for those tips.